们今天早上会回到马可福音来看。
This morning we return to the Gospel of Mark.
福音的作者都是讲故事的人。
The Gospel writers were all storytellers.
他们告诉我们有关耶稣的真实故事。
They told us the true account of the story of Jesus.
当然，我们在听故事的时候，必须要记得故事的背景是什么。这样才能够更加完整的明白故事在讲什么。
And so listen to a story, it's important that we listen to the general context so that we understand the big picture that the story is trying to tell us.
我们记得马可福音在第七章的十四节那里，耶稣告诉这个众人什么样子才能够使一个人污秽。
And in Mark chapter 7 verse 14, Jesus was telling the people what causes people to be defiled.
因为他在之前刚好了跟这些法利赛人还有文士对峙，因为法利赛人他们只注重外表的仪式，而不注重内心的这个洁净。
In the immediately preceding passage, Jesus was criticizing the Pharisees and the scribes because they were paying attention more to the external ceremonial rituals.
所以耶稣不只是跟这个法利赛人对峙，而且他现在去到这个外邦人的地方，为的是要向他们显示什么样子才是真正的洁净。
So after contending with the Pharisees and the scribes, Jesus now came to the Gentile land to tell them what is true cleanliness.
耶稣要让门徒知道，这个外邦人跟犹太人之间的障碍其实是不存在的。
Jesus wanted his disciples to understand that the barrier between the Gentiles and the Jews were not in existence.
而且我们也记得，耶稣在这个时候的事工已经超过了一年。
And we know that at this point, Jesus' ministry has been more than over a year.
之前他在以色列，在加利利那里医病赶鬼，而且传道，不过这些法利赛人却拒绝了他。
In his first year, he spent his time in Galilee healing the sick, chasing demons, but the Pharisees and the scribes did not believe his message.
而且法利赛人甚至说耶稣是奉着撒旦的名赶鬼。
And the Pharisees and scribes even said that Jesus was casting demons with the power of demons.
因为他们这样做，所以耶稣就开始跟他们讲比喻。这个比喻其实是对他们的一种审判。
So because of that, because of what it said, Jesus started to speak to them in parables. Parables was a form of punishment to the Pharisees and scribes.
在这一切都过后，耶稣现在带他的门徒到了这个外邦人的地区，是为了要训练他的门徒。
And Jesus right now is bringing his disciples to Gentile land so that he could continue training them.
因为以色列已经拒绝了耶稣。
Because at this point, Israel have rejected Jesus.
当耶稣在下次回到以色列的时候，就是他要荣归进入这个圣城的时候，就是要上十字架了。
The next time Jesus enters the land of Israel is when he enters Jerusalem. That's the point where he's going to start and embark on the path of the cross.
所以在这一段时间，他要花很多的时间，特别的训练他的门徒，所以他就不在以色列，他带他们去到外邦人的地方，为的是要有这个单独的时间跟他们在一起。
So because of the intense training that he needs to give to his disciples, he took them to Gentile land so that he could spend time training them for ministry.
上一次我们看到了七章二十四节，耶稣从那里起身往推罗西顿的境内去。
And chapter 7 verse 24 it says, And from there he arose and went away to the region of Tyre and Sidon.
在这个时候，耶稣为了是要训练他的门徒，让他们看见什么是真正得救新心的标志。
And Jesus is here is trying to train his disciples and show them what is true faith.
上一次我们就从第七章二十四节看到第三十节。
And the last time we spent our time in verse 24 to verse 30.
让我们今天来继续看第三十一节到三十七节。
And we're going to continue looking at verse 31 to 37.
马可福音第七章三十一节，耶稣又离了推罗的境界，经过基顿，就从底加波利境内来到加利利海。有人带着一个耳聋舌瘸的人来见耶稣，求他按手在他身上。 耶稣领他离开众人到一边去，就用指头探他的耳朵，吐唾沫抹他的舌头，望天叹息，对他说：“以法大，就是说开了吧。”他的耳朵就开了，舌结也解了，说话也清楚了。耶稣嘱咐他们不要告诉人，但他越发嘱咐，他们越发传扬开了。众人分外稀奇，说他所做的事都好，他连聋子也叫他们听见，哑巴也叫他们说话。
Verse 31, then he returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears, and after spitting, touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one. But the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak.
今天我们这一堂信息的主题是全面的救主耶稣。
Today, our title is Jesus, the complete Savior of the complete Savior.
所以耶稣是我们全面的救主，我们怎么从这段经文看得出来呢？
How do we see that Jesus is the complete Savior from this passage?
首先我们从三十一节那里就看见耶稣他是从推罗还有西顿那里，就从底加波利境内来到加利利海，这里所提的一切都是外邦人的地区。
So it says Jesus was returning from the region of Tyre to Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of Decapolis. This entire area is Gentile land.
刚才我们已经提到了，在耶稣与众这个门徒在这一段时间花了几个月的时间，是因为耶稣是不断的在特训这个门徒。
And we said that Jesus was spending the last couple of months with his disciples for a special training.
所以我就称这一点为全面的任务。
So our first point is the complete mission.
因为我们记得这个推罗还有西顿，他们离这个加百农是大概有30公里、80公里以外，而且耶稣在这一段时候行的这个80公里等等加起来有大概200公里的行程。
So Tyre and Sidon are about 30 kilometers apart, about 80 kilometers from Capernaum in this, by the Sea of Galilee. So the entire journey that they traveled was about 150 to 250 kilometers.
这个时候没有车，而且没有飞机，所以耶稣与门徒是步行的。
So there was no cars and planes, so Jesus was walking with the disciples.
走了200公里的路。
About 200 kilometers.
你可以想象200公里的路是多远吗？从新加坡的东边到西边有多长
？So can you consider how long is it from the north, from east to the west of Singapore?
从新加坡的东边到西边大概有，如果没有记错的话，60公里左右吧。
So from the east to the west, to my calculation, is about 60 kilometers.
如果耶稣要行250公里的路，就是从东边走到西边，从西边走到东边，走了整六次。
So, to put that in context for us, if they were to walk 240 kilometers, they would have walked from east to the west and west to the east a total of 6 times.
这个时候，耶稣在这个外邦人的地区没有记载许多的这个教训。
And there is not a lot of records of what great teaching happened in Sidon.
因为我们知道这个时候是他跟门徒的特别训练。
Because you say this is the time where he was specially training the disciples.
我们怎么知道这个时候是特别训练，而且耶稣是在进行一个全面的任务呢？
And why? How do we know that Jesus is accomplishing a complete mission with the disciples at this point?
请大家打开你的圣经到约翰福音第17章。
If you turn to John chapter 17.
约翰福音第17章。第一节那里让我们看见耶稣的祷告。
John chapter 17 verse 1 we see Jesus' prayer.
约翰福音第17章，耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说：“父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你， 正如你曾赐给他权柄管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已成全了。
And here it is, when Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I glorify you on earth.Having accomplished the work that you gave me to do.
第四节这里你要注意，为什么耶稣说你所托付我的事我已经成全了？
Verse 4, we want to put attention here. Why does it say having accomplished the work that you gave me to do?
耶稣还没有上十字架，还没有被钉十字架，这一个救赎的工作还没有完成。
Now Jesus hasn't been nailed on the cross. He has not completed the mission of the cross. The work of redemption has not been accomplished.
我们记得在约翰福音十九章三十节，耶稣挂在十字架上的时候，在还没有死之前，他说成了。
Now in John 19, when Jesus was on the cross, he uttered, "It is finished."
在十字架上，当耶稣说成了，是指救赎的工作。
Now on the cross, when he said it is finished, he is referring to the work of redemption.
因为他死在十字架上，为这个罪人而死，所以他还清了这个罪的工价，所以他说成了。
On the cross, Jesus took on the sins of sinner. He accomplished the work of redemption. That's why he said it is finished.
不过在约翰福音十七章这里第四节，他却说：“你所托付我的事，我已成全了。”
But here in 17:4 it says, "I have accomplished the work that you gave me to do."
所以这里所成全的事是什么呢
？So what did, what was accomplished?
这里所成全的事就是他已经完成了这一个训练门徒的工作。
So the work that he accomplished here is the training of the disciples.
所以当我们回到这一个马可福音的时候，我们就知道这一段时间是耶稣与门徒这一个私底下的时间，为的是训练他们。
So we know that Jesus was referring to the mission of training disciples that he was doing.
当耶稣回到耶路撒冷融入圣城的时候，就是做这个祷告，做了这个祷告之后他就上十字架了。
So when Jesus completed his mission, he entered Jerusalem on the back of a donkey, and then that was accomplished.
所以耶稣在这一个外邦人的地区是在进行一个全面的任务，因为门徒现在的训练还没有完成。
So right now in the Gentile land, the mission hasn't been completed. The mission of training the disciples haven't been completed. This is what Jesus is doing.
我们记得在之前门徒已经跟耶稣讲了，你是神的儿子。
So before this, we've already seen that the disciples have told Jesus, "You are the Son of God."
所以当他们认清楚耶稣就是神的儿子，就是神的时候，耶稣就必须要继续的训练他们，让他们能够更加好的被装备，能够去传福音。
The disciples have rightly seen and acknowledged that Jesus is the Son of God. Now Jesus needs to continue training them so that they can rightly proclaim that message.
门徒所面对的挑战是非常的大，因为他们是第一批被传出去传福音的人。
Now the challenge that the disciples are facing is great. They're the first group of people that sent out to preach the gospel.
我们知道这个时候门徒就也是与其他的以色列人一样，他们对这个神的认识不是很全面。
Now just like the other Israelites living at that time, the disciples weren't entirely clear about their knowledge about God.
这一段时候当耶稣训练他们，圣经没有给我们很多的这个细节。
So the Bible did not give us all the details of the training that went on.
当然我们知道约翰福音二十一章约翰这么说，耶稣所行的事还有许多，若是一一的都写下来，我想所写的书就是世界也容不下了。
John 21:25 tells us, Now there are also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written.
所以耶稣所做的所讲的没有一一都记下来，不过所记下来的就是能够让我们学习。
So not not all of Jesus' words and deeds were recorded in the Bible, but what is recorded, it's for our instruction.
犹太人就跟这些使徒一样，他们对这个神的认识不是很清楚，因为他们误解了，他们以为只有以色列人才能够得救。
So the apostles, just like the Jews of the time, they misunderstood God's plan of salvation. They thought that salvation was only for Israel.
所以他们不要与外邦人一同，因为他们觉得外邦人是不配得救的。
So they disassociated themselves from Gentiles because they thought Gentiles were unfit for salvation.
所以耶稣在这里要训练他们。之前我们已经看见了，当耶稣带他们进入这一个外邦人的地区，用这一个叙利腓尼基妇人的信心来教导他们什么是真正得救的信心。In
the preceding passage, we saw that when they entered the land of Tyre and Sidon, the Lord used the faith of the Syrophoenician women to teach them what is true faith.
而且这一个是外邦人，耶稣用外邦人来教导以色列人什么是真正得救的信心。So
Jesus was using a Gentile to teach Jewish people what is true faith.
现在我们也看见耶稣继续的在这个外邦人的地区医治了一个聋子，来用这一个教导门徒。Now
here Jesus continues. He's going to use a dead man to teach the disciples what is true faith.
所以我们的第一点就是耶稣进行了全面的任务，是为了要训练门徒。So
in our first point, we see the complete mission that Jesus was trying to accomplish is the training of the disciples.
我们现在就能够来看这个医治好这个聋子的细节。Now
let's look at the details of the healing of this deaf person.
我们看第二点就是全面的方式。Second
point is the complete method.
耶稣医治这个聋子是以一个非常全面的方式来医治他。The
way Jesus healed the deaf person was complete.
因为二三十节说，有人带着一个聋舌结的人来见耶稣，求他按手在他身上。And
verse 32 says, and they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment. And they begged him to lay his hand on him.
当然，马可福音在这里给我们很多的细节，我们会一一的来看。可是我们知道，马太福音也有形容这一件事情。Now
Mark has given us a lot of details, which we will look at, and Matthew also provided an account, in his gospel.
不过马太福音所记载的比较简洁。But
Matthew's version is more brief.
我们看马太福音第15章。
You turn to Matthew chapter 15.
这些都是福音书，所以非常的靠近，就请大家自己翻你的圣经。This
is we're all in the Gospels, we're very close to each other, so please flip your Bibles.
马太福音15章第29节，耶稣离开那地方，来到靠近加利利的海边，就上山坐下，有许多人到他那里带着瘸子、瞎子、哑巴。 有残疾的和好些别的病人都放在他脚前，他就治好了他们，甚至众人都稀奇，因为看见哑巴说话，残疾的痊愈，瘸子行走，瞎子看见，他们就归荣耀给以色列的神。It
says Jesus went on from there and walked beside the Sea of Galilee, and he went up on the mountain and sat down there. And great crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others. And he put them at his feet and healed them, so that the crowd wondered when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled healthy, the lame walking, the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel.
在这之前，马太福音就是提到这个迦南妇人的信心，也就是马可福音的这个相同记载。And
prior to that, Matthew also documented the faith of the Syrophoenician women just like Mark did.
所以我们知道这里所发生的事件其实是同样的事件。
So we know that what we're seeing here is the same occurrence in Matthew.
不过马太福音给的这个形容非常的简洁，马可福音就充满了细节。So
Mark gave us in detail what Matthew recorded in brief.
这个是非常特别的，因为通常我们查考马可福音的时候，我们知道马可福音是最短的福音书。马可写福音书的时候，其实是最早细节的，其他的福音书最多的细节。
Now this is interesting to note because usually it's reversed. Mark is always briefer, than the rest of the gospel book. So this is reverse.
可是在马可福音这一次医治好这个聋哑人的时候，就是最多细节的一个记载。
So Mark here has a lot of details, one of the most detailed passages that he documents.
所以当马可这样记载所有的细节的时候，我们就要来注意。
So we need to pay attention to the details that Mark wants us to see.
马可福音跟马太福音放在一起看的时候，我们就知道这里不只是这个聋子罢了，有许多的病人，有瘸子，有哑巴等等的。当耶稣来到这个外邦人地区，这些外邦人把所有的病人都带到耶稣的这个脚前。
When we put Matthew and Mark together, we know that there's just not one deaf person that was the deaf, the mute, the blind, and the lame, and we need to look at it in its entirety. That's the context of it.
有这么多的病人，可是耶稣却特别的把这一个聋子带到一边去。
So there was a lot of sick people, but Jesus brought the deaf person specifically to him.
所以我们在这里就是看耶稣如何以一个非常全面的方式来医治好这一个聋子。
So Jesus used a very complete approach to heal this deaf person.
这些人他带了一个聋子来，第32节，求耶稣按手在他的身上。可能这些人看见耶稣在医治其他的人的时候，是按手在他们的身上，所以他们也请耶稣按手在这个人的身上。
So verse 32 says, and they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. This tells us that maybe they've been observing that Jesus healed by laying hands on people, that's why they asked him to lay his hand on the deaf.
也许他们看见耶稣这么做，对耶稣也开始有一种迷信的想法，可能耶稣按手的时候就会有大能出来。
So maybe that after they're observing of what Jesus has done, there's some mystical beliefs about what Jesus can do when his hand lays on people.
不过耶稣却没有听他们这么说，耶稣没有按手在这个人的身上，耶稣是要用自己的方式来医治，而不是其他人告诉他要怎么做。
So Jesus did not heal this man according to their wishes, Jesus healed this man according to his own desire, his own purpose.
我们知道耶稣是有主权的神。
So we know Jesus is the sovereign God.
他甚至在这之前怎么医治好这个叙利腓尼基妇人的女儿呢？他不需要到那里，他只需要说已经做了，那一个鬼就被赶走了。
Now in healing the daughter of the Syrophoenician woman previously, Jesus didn't even go to that place. She just said it is done and it was done.
而且我们也记得在其他的福音书记载了耶稣如何医治一个百夫长的这个仆人，也不需要去百夫长的家。
Now we also know from the Gospels that when Jesus was healing the servant of the centurion, he didn't even go to the house, he just said he is healed.
他怎么叫拉撒路从死里复活呢？
How did he raise Lazarus from the dead?
他不需要进入坟墓那里，他不需要按手在拉撒路的身上，他站在坟墓外面叫拉撒路的名字，拉撒路就走出来了。
All Jesus did was stand outside the tomb, he did not have to go in. He said, Lazarus, come out, and Lazarus was raised from the dead.
而且他也很有恩典的，让一个患了血漏12年的妇人摸他的衣裳而得医治。
And full of grace, he let the lady who was suffering from bloodletting for 12 years, he let the lady touch his cloak, and then she was healed.
耶稣是创造宇宙这个有主权的神。
Jesus is the sovereign creator of the world.
他能够通过任何的方式，刚刚所形容的所有的方式，他都能够用来医治这一个聋子。
And he can use any of the ways that he chooses to heal this deaf person.
不过他没有这么做，他用了另外一个方式，非常全面的方式。
Now he used a different way, a very complete way to heal this man.
第33节，他领他离开众人到一边去。
Verse 33 it says, and taking him aside from the crowd privately.
我们记得这里有很多很多的人。
And we need to know that there's a lot of people in the crowd.
这个是马太福音让我们看见的，有许多需要医治的人来到这里，不过耶稣却带领这个人到一边去。
Now Matthew told us that there's a lot of people around Jesus, but Jesus took this man privately away from the crowd.
所以首先我们看见耶稣给这个人一个非常特别的待遇。
So Jesus gave this man a very special interaction with him.
这个人他是圣经告诉我们耳聋而且是舌结的人。
And this Mark tells us this man was deaf and he had a speech impediment.
所以很有可能的，他这一生人没有跟其他的众人有任何这个有意义的沟通。
So because of his condition, he probably never had a meaningful conversation with anyone ever.
他虽然是耳聋，不过他能够发声音。
He was deaf, but he could make sounds.
他不是哑巴。
He wasn't a mute.
所以这里所翻译的讲是他是舌结的，就是说他的舌头好像被绳子绑住一样，不能够讲话清楚。
So Mark documents he had a speech impediment, meaning he couldn't speak properly.
他能够发声音，不过没有任何人能够听懂他在讲什么。
So he can make sounds, but people cannot understand what the sounds mean.
他听不见，所以他没有学过怎么讲话。
Now he's deaf, so he's not heard real words, so he cannot speak.
所以你觉得当时的这个情况是怎么样的呢？你可能会是面对着一个胡言乱语的一个人，只是发一些你不能够辨别的声音罢了。So
at that scene, this man is probably speaking gibberish, and his words is unintelligible.
如果你跟他讲话，他听不见，所以他不能够回答你，因为他不明白你在讲什么。So
if you speak to him, he cannot answer you because he doesn't understand your language.
同时间，因为他听不见，可能他向你发出一些你也不懂的声音。And
because he cannot hear whatever he speaks, you probably think it's just rubbish.
也有很有可能是非常大声，因为他自己听不见，所以他可能是在你面前非常大声的胡言乱语。And
because he's deaf, he's probably very loud, so he could be screaming in your face.
如果你住在他的周围，你会怎样？
Now if you live around him, what will you do?
你会觉得他是疯子。
You think he's mad.
你会让你的孩子靠近他吗？
You tell your kids to stay away from him.
我不会让我的两个女儿靠近他，我可能会跟我两个女儿讲，你千万不要靠近这个人。
I'll probably tell my daughters, don't ever go near to that man.
你自己会靠近他吗？
Now would you go near him?
我在这里 承认我不会靠近他。
I confess I probably wouldn't go near this man.
因为我会很害怕这样的人。
Because I'll be very afraid of a person like that.
所以如果我们想象当时这个背景，可能这个人是一生人都被人家排斥，被人家拒绝的。
So this person in his life is probably disdained and people were afraid of him.
不过耶稣却带领他到一个地方是没有人的，是私下的，与耶稣一同。
But Jesus took this man to a private place.
所以这一个人面对着陌生的耶稣，可能是第一次有人这么慎重地对待他。
So maybe this is the first time in his life someone has treated him with such respect.
耶稣带领他到一旁，而且让他看见耶稣对他是有关怀，是有怜悯的。So
Jesus took him to a private spot and Jesus demonstrated that there is care and concern for him.
不止这样，耶稣怎样用一个全面的方式来医治他呢？
And how else did Jesus how complete is his method to heal this person?
耶稣用他自己一套的手语来医治这个人，来跟他沟通。
Now Jesus used his own version of sign language to communicate to this man.
因为我们记得这个人是聋子，他听不见，而且他的舌结讲话不清楚，只是发声音而已，所以他完全不能够与任何人沟通。
So we've observed that he's deaf, he cannot hear, and he cannot speak, so he cannot communicate normally.
不过耶稣非常有怜悯的，用自己一套的手语来向他沟通。第一就是把手指放入他的耳朵。
So Jesus used his own version of sign language to communicate to him. The first thing he did was to touch, put his finger into his ear.
我们注意这里有四个标志。第一个标志就是耶稣把他的手指放入他的耳朵。在这个原文里是复数的，也就是说耶稣放他手指进入他两个耳朵。
So in the Hebrew language, it's plural. So Jesus put both his fingers into both his ears.
他是在做什么？他是要让这个聋子知道我是耶稣，我知道你的问题是什么，我知道你的耳聋。
So Jesus was communicating to the man, I'm Jesus, I know that you are deaf, both ears.
所以这样的一个手势就让这个聋子知道耶稣知道他的问题是什么。
So Jesus was communicating that he knows what the guy's problem is.
我们来看第二个这一个标志，就是耶稣他不只是用手指探他的耳朵，也吐唾沫摸他的舌头。
Now the second thing after doing that, Jesus was spitting, and then Jesus touched his tongue.
所以耶稣可能是吐唾沫在他自己的手上，然后摸这个蛇结的人这个聋子的这个舌头，让他知道我也知道你的舌头有问题。
And then Jesus, after spitting saliva, touched the man's tongue to demonstrate to him, I know you have a speech impediment.
这个是非常漂亮，非常。 很有怜悯的一个场面，因为让这一个聋子知道他不是一个傻瓜，他不是一个疯子。耶稣要让他知道，我知道你的耳朵有问题，
我知道你的舌头有问题。 So this is a very beautiful picture. Jesus was demonstrating with all the senses available to the man that I know your ears and your mouth has a problem and I can fix that.
我知道你不是疯子，我知道你不是傻瓜。
I know you're not insane and I know you're not crazy.
第34节。 第三个标志，耶稣望天叹息。
And then verse 34, he says, Jesus looked up to heaven.
当他看望天看的时候，对这个聋子来说是什么意味呢？
Now when he looks at the heavens, what does this communicate to the man?
大家都明白，当我们无论是信神真神还是信假神，我们都知道神是从天上来的。
Now, whether you believe in true gods or false gods, we all know that God comes from the heavens.
所以当耶稣望天的时候，是在让这个人看见耶稣是从天上来的。When
Jesus looked up to heaven, Jesus was communicating to man, I am from heaven.
因为我们没有理由可以假设这个人认识耶稣。We
cannot assume that this man knew who Jesus is.
他来可能只是为了要得医治。He
came maybe for healing.
不过耶稣要让他知道，你将得到的医治，这一个力量是从天上来的，也就是说是从神来的。
Jesus needed to impress upon this man that your healing is coming from heaven. It is not a magic trick.
之前我们看见了这一个叙利腓尼基妇人的这个奇迹，可能这个叙利腓尼基妇人到处去找他的假神要得医治。我们也能够相信这个聋子也可能到处找那些所有的假神为了要得医治。不过他们两个都失望了。
Now previously, the Syrophoenician woman must have sought all the gods of Tyre and Sidon to heal her daughter. This man must have done the same, seeking healing from all the phony gods, but both of them were sorely disappointed.
耶稣要让这个人知道，他的力量是从天上来的，是从真神来的。
Jesus wanted to show the man that his power came from the true God.
然后就第四个，我们看见第四个标志，耶稣叹息。And
then the fourth, Jesus sighed.
耶稣叹息的这个场面，也能够让这个聋子看见耶稣的爱心。Now
through this sign, the man can see Jesus' love for him.
通常聋子因为听不见，或者是他讲话不清楚，他们的视觉会比较敏感。So
because of when a person is deaf and mute, their other senses, especially their visual sense, will be very strong.
他可能会读唇语，我也不会知道。Maybe
he can lip read, we don't know.
可是当他看见耶稣叹息的时候，他就知道耶稣其实是在为了这个他所受的苦而叹息。But
when he saw Jesus' sigh, he could tell that Jesus was having empathy and sympathy for him.
这个是耶稣对他表现怜悯、表现慈爱的一个方式。Now
this was Jesus' show. Compassion and tenderness to the man.
所以耶稣就通过了他自己一套的手语，通过了这四个标志，来让这个聋子看见耶稣是完全一个慈爱的神，是关心他的一个神。So
Jesus, with his own version of sign language, with the four signs that he showed in the healing process, God is showing that he cares for this man.
然后耶稣就对他说：“以法大，就是说开了吧，他的耳朵就开了，舌结也解了，说话也清楚了。”
So he said, and then Jesus said, "Ephphatha," and then he could hear, and his speech impediment was unchecked.
所以你看见了吗？耶稣根本就不需要做这一切，他能够从远处，不需要到这个叙利腓尼基妇人的家，也能够医治那个女儿。 他根本不需要做这一切，就能够医治了这个聋子。So
Jesus through this shows that he actually didn't need to do all those actions to heal the man. He could just say the word, and the man will be healed.
他这么做，用这个这么全面的方式，为的是这一个人，他是要完全的医治好他，不只是医治好他的这一个病情，而且也要让他知道耶稣是关心他的，也要让他知道耶稣的力量是从神从天上来的。
I mean, all that Jesus did, Jesus wanted to demonstrate that Jesus cares for him, that the authority came from heaven, and that Jesus was able to heal him completely of his illness.
而且我们看这个人得医治的时候也是非常的奇妙，因为圣经告诉我们说，当他得了医治之后，他的耳朵就开了，舌结也解了，35节说话也清楚了。
And verse 35 says his ears were open, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly.
他这一生人耳朵是聋的，他完全没有听过任何的语言。
This man was deaf all his life. He's not heard human conversation.
所以他没有听过任何的语言，他怎么学习讲话
？Now without learning how to what human speech is, how did he learn how to talk?
所以耶稣医治他不只是医治了一个。他的这个身体而已，也完全的医治，就是也给他这个讲话的能力，他突然间也能够理解这个语言，非常的奇妙。
So in addition to just healing this man of his bodily ailments, Jesus also gave him the gift of speech. He could speak immediately.
不需要任何言语的纠正。
He did not need any corrective therapy.
不需要时间给他复原，不需要时间给他上语言班。
He didn't need language classes. He didn't need time to learn.
他以前不会讲话，现在会讲话了，立刻就懂得语言了。
So previously he couldn't speak. Now immediately he can speak.
这一个也是一个奇迹，不是吗？
This is a miracle.
就好像圣灵赐方言的奇迹一样。
This is like the gift of languages by the Holy Spirit.
我在这里要稍微提一提这一个灵恩派所教导这个方言祷告跟这里有什么不一样。
Now what is the difference between what the charismatic teach about the gift of tongues and what is actually recorded in the Bible?
这个灵恩派教导以方言祷告，他们是说是跟圣经的这个使徒行传那里的方言祷告一样的，这个是他们自称的。
Now the charismatics claim that whatever they believe in the gift of tongues that they believe in is the same as the book of Acts.
不过他们教导人如何用方言祷告呢，是像孩子一样，像这个婴孩一样，你开始的时候只懂一个字，然后你用这一个字不断重复同样一个字，然后你就会有第二个字，学习了第二个字，你是不断的重复第一个字，第二个字一重复，然后你就会越来越多的这个语方言就会赐给你，你就会越来越多的字眼。
But what they teach about tongues and learning how to speak in tongues is like teaching babies how to speak. You start with one word and two words, and then if you repeat it over and over again, you will form a lot of words. And that's your vocabulary for your gift of tongues.
这个是假的，这个是谎言。因为我们在这里看见什么？耶稣医治这个人的时候，从聋子他从来没有听过言语，立刻就懂得讲话了。
This is what was described. This one is phony. It's a lie because we see that when Jesus healed this man and given this man the ability to speak, he didn't need to learn. He could speak.
所以在使徒行传那里所记载的圣灵赐的这个方言也是一样的，那一些人立刻就讲话，而且是大家都听得懂的，而不是一个字两个字不断的重复。
Now in the book of Acts, what was given the gift of languages was real language that people can understand and is something they can speak immediately.
我们回到马可福音。
Now back to Mark.
我相信通过这个全面的方式，耶稣不只是这个医治了这个人的身体上的需要，他其实也通过自己的方式向这个人传了福音。
So in addition to just healing this man through the completeness of his method, Jesus also has proclaimed the gospel to this man.
这一个结果就是马太福音15章31节让我们看见的。
Matthew 15:31 shows us this response.
就是刚才我们所看的那一段经文，因为当耶稣医好了当时的这些人，包括了这个聋子舌结的人，甚至众人都稀奇，因为看见哑巴说话，残疾的痊愈，瘸子行走，瞎子看见，他们就归荣耀给以色列的神。
And in Matthew 15:31 it says the crowd wondered, and when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled healthy, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, They glorified the God of Israel.
以色列的神。
The God of Israel.
他们知道以色列的神跟他们的神不一样。
So the Gentiles there knew that the God of Israel was different from their phony gods.
他们知道以色列的神才是真神了，所以他们就将荣耀归给以色列的神。
So the Gentiles in the region knew that the God of Israel was a true God. That's why they glorified him.
他们知道所找的这个神不是他们所向来找的神，是以色列的神，很特别。
They concluded that this Jesus that they sought was very different from all the gods that they have known in their lands.
法利赛人跟文士看见耶稣医治好病人的时候，他们说耶稣是靠着鬼王赶鬼。
Now the Pharisees and scribes, when they see Jesus heal and do miraculous signs, they conclude that Jesus is doing all this with the power of demons.
可是这里的外邦人看见耶稣所做的，他们就将荣耀归给以色列的神。
But the Gentiles, they see the same deeds and they give glory to the God of Israel.
所以他们知道耶稣是来自以色列的神，他们在这里认识了以色列的神。
So they acknowledge the God of Israel and they recognize that Jesus is this God.
当然这一个聋子得医治了之后，他到处的去传扬这件事情。
Now, when this deaf man was healed, he went around and tell people about it.
36节，耶稣嘱咐他们不要告诉人，但他越发嘱咐，他们越发传扬开了。
And here it says, Jesus charged them to tell no one, but the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaim it.
我们不是第一次看见耶稣嘱咐这些人不要传扬出去。
Now, it's not the first time that we've seen that Jesus instructing people don't tell anyone about it.
马可福音一章三十四节，不要跟任何人讲。
Mark 1:34 says, "Don't tell anyone."
第一章四十四节，不要跟任何人讲。
And then, chapter 1:44 says, "Don't tell anyone."
第三章十二节，别跟别人不要告诉别人。
3:12 says, "Don't tell anyone."
五章四十三节一样，别告诉任何人。
5:43 says, "Don't tell anyone."
在八章二十六节，就是下一段，我们也看见耶稣还是说不要跟任何人讲。
And in the following chapter, in verse 26, Jesus will say it again, "Don't tell anyone."
这里也是一样，叫他们不要告诉人，为什么呢？
Now here he says, "Don't tell anyone." Why is Jesus giving such a strange command?
这个是非常的奇怪，因为我们记得耶稣在第五章医治好了这个格拉森人，他被非常多的鬼扶着，你记得吗？当耶稣医治好了这个格拉森的人，耶稣嘱咐他要去告诉其他的人。
Now in chapter 5, when Jesus healed the demon possessed man in Gadara, he told the man, "Go home and tell the people about what the Lord has done on you."
五章十九节，耶稣对他说，你回家去到你的亲属那里，将主为你所做的是何等大的事，是怎样怜悯你，都告诉他们。
And he says here to this man in 5:20,
19节，
5:19, he says, "Go home to your people and report to them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he had mercy on you."
是同样的地方，是在底加波利。
It's the same region, it's the Decapolis region.
耶稣医好这个聋子也在底加波利。
Jesus healed this deaf man also in Decapolis.
为什么有这样的不同呢？
So why the difference in response?
所以我们就来看第三点。
So the third point.
就是全面的信息。
The complete message.
在耶稣医治好这个格拉森人的时候，为什么叫他要去告诉所有的人？因为那一个时候是耶稣第一次到外邦人的地区。
No.Why did Jesus tell the demon possessed man and Gadara to tell people about what the Lord has done? Because that was the first time that Jesus was in Gentile land spreading the message.
那一个时候，这个福音还没有传到外邦人的地区，所以这个格拉森人其实就是外邦人底加波利的第一个宣教士。
So at the time, the message of the kingdom hasn't been given to the Gentiles. So the demon-possessed man in Gadara was the first missionary in that region.
所以耶稣嘱咐他要去告诉所有的人，他就这么做了。
So Jesus instructed the man to tell everyone, and he did it.
不过在过了相当长的时间，当耶稣现在再次回到同样的地方的时候，耶稣的名字已经非常的出名，而且传扬开了，所以许多的人来找他。
But now that time has passed, Jesus' name has been spread throughout the region. He's more famous now. He doesn't need people to do that now.
耶稣告诉这一个人不要去告诉别人，而且在其他的这个地方也告诉这些人别去告诉别人，因为这一个时候这个信息还不够全面。
Jesus did not want this man to go and tell the people because at this point the message wasn't complete.
这个福音的信息还没有完成。The
gospel message hasn't been completed.
所以耶稣不要让他们出去告诉其他人耶稣是一个行神迹的人罢了。
Now Jesus did not want them to go around and tell people that he is just a miracle worker.
就好像我们今天跟人家传福音，如果我们跟人家说耶稣是童女所生，然后他是在以色列长大，然后我们就停了，我们没有告诉他们耶稣是世界的救主，耶稣如何钉死在十字架上。如果我们只讲耶稣是童女所生的话，这样这一个信息不够全面。
Now if we put it in our perspective, if we only tell people about Jesus that he was virgin born, and
没有说耶稣死在十字架上，没有说耶稣复活，这样这样子的一个信息不够全面。
And if we don't complete the rest of the gospel message by saying that he died on the cross and he is the savior of mankind, then our gospel message is not complete.
让我们来看第八章二十七节。
Let's look at chapter 8:27.
八章二十七节，耶稣问门徒他是谁，然后彼得在二十九节回答说你是基督。第三十节，我们看见了这个同样像非常奇怪的一个教训，耶稣就禁戒他们不要告诉人。
And in Mark chapter 8 verse 27 to 30, Jesus asked the disciples, "Who are you, and who do people say I am?" And Peter said, "You are the Christ." And then Jesus charged them not to tell anyone about him.
因为这个时候信息还不够全面。
Because at that time the message was not complete.
甚至连使徒也不知道耶稣要上十字架，要钉死在十字架上。
Even the apostles did not know that Jesus was going to die on the cross and be nailed for our sins.
所以第三十一节从此他教训他们说，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。
So Mark 8:31, that's why Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again.
所以甚至连使徒到了这一个时候也不知道耶稣需要上十字架上钉死在十字架上。
So at this point, even the apostles did not know that Jesus was going on the cross and die on the cross.
八章三十一节过后，他们才 得到了这一个这样的教训。
Only after 8:31 did the apostles receive the teaching from the Lord.
所以就算是使徒，当他们的信息不够全面时，耶稣也禁戒他们不许跟其他人讲。
So even the apostles, when their message could not complete, Jesus restricted them from spreading the message.
所以为什么回到来马可福音第七章，耶稣禁止这个人不让他们 去传扬，为的是这个信息不够全面。
So when we come back to Mark chapter 7 and we see that why did God restrict them from sharing the message, we know that because the message was not complete.
我们千万不要以为这件事情是非常的轻率。
Now we do not want to take it too easily, this message.
因为甚至连使徒，耶稣跟他们说了，说他要上十字架上死，他们也不能够接受。
Now when Jesus told the disciples about him having to go on the cross and die, the apostles did not receive it well.
他们拒绝,
they rejected it.
而且当真正事情发生的时候，他们全部都逃跑了。
And when it actually occurred, they all ran away.
他们怎么回来的呢？是因为他们看见耶稣复活，他们的信心才加强。
Now the only reason they returned was they saw the risen Lord and their faith was restored.
所以当我们看见这一个 聋子被医治之后，耶稣嘱咐他不要告诉别人是有原因的，因为这个信息还不够全面。So
when we see Jesus restricting this man from spreading the this proclaiming what has happened, it's because of this very reason the message is not complete.
我们试想想自己的情况，你是不是一信了耶稣之后就立刻能够把全个福音给讲出来呢？
If you look at ourselves, when you consider when you first believe, were you able to just articulate the full gospel in its all entirety after you believe?
你是不是立刻就找你所有不信的朋友都告诉他们整个福音呢？
Now, was it that after you believe, you immediately went out and told the full gospel story to everyone that you know?
可能有些人是这么做，我不敢否认。
Now, some of us might have done that, I'm not denying that.
不过我没有这么做。
I didn't do that.
因为往往我们只是分享一部分的，可能是讲我们个人的见证，或者我们个人得着了什么，我觉得自己现在有平安了，我们只是这样讲，我有平安，或者我不再害怕了，或者我不再做噩梦了，就这样而已。
Now, most of the time you would share a snippet or a sliver of your life, your testimony, and how maybe you have peace, you are not fearful of the dark anymore, you have peace in your heart. That's the usual thing that you would say.
我们没有讲全面的信息。
We don't share the full gospel message.
所以我要大家明白在这里为什么耶稣会禁止这一个人去传呢？是因为耶稣要他传的是全面的信息，而不是一半的。
So what we observe here is when Jesus' intention is if you want to tell the message, tell the full message.
可是这个时候耶稣还没有上十架，所以这个信息还不够全面。
But at that point he hasn't gone on the cross, so the message has not been completed.
当然对我们来说，我们现在已经在十架的另一方面。
But for us, we're on the other side of the cross.
我们知道耶稣已经上了十架，他已经钉死了，他复活了，所以我们要去传福音。
We know that he's on the cross, he's been nailed, he died and he rose. We need to tell that story.
如果你已经尝试常常的传福音，这件事是好的，你要继续的这么做。
If you have regularly shared the gospel with people around you, continue to do that.
不过你要更加的好好装备自己，让自己能够明白这个全面的信息，全面福音的信息。然后当你传的时候，你要把这一个福音的信息传的全面。
Now continue to endeavor to equip yourself with the full gospel story. Equip yourself to properly articulate the complete story to people around you.
我记得今年头的农历新年，我与家人去到马来西亚，去到我岳母的家乡。
I remember earlier this year, we went as a family to my mother-in-law's hometown in Malaysia.
那时我有机会跟我太太的表妹夫交谈。
And I had a chance to preach the gospel to my wife's cousin's husband, and we had a conversation.
在交谈的过程，有他就提到他家庭，我提到我的家庭，有机会我就开始分享我的见证，说我们怎么样做决定，也是为了荣耀神而做决定的。
And he talked about his family, so I talked about mine. There was an opening, and I decided to tell him how we make decisions as a family to honor the Lord.
然后我讲了一些有关我个人的见证，神如何的保佑我们。
And I talked about how the Lord protected me and took care of our family.
然后他告诉我他的神如何保佑他。
And then he told me how his God protected him.
所以你看见吗？当我们传这个信息传得不够完整的时候，他讲他的神，我讲我的神。
So you see, when we tell an incomplete message, you talk about your God, you talk about his God.
当信息不够全面的时候，我们就不能够将这个人带到这个神的面前，让他明白这个福音。
Now, if you don't know the full message or you don't tell the full message, then you cannot bring the person to the knowledge of saving faith.
所以这个是我的羞愧，我必须要继续的传全面的一个福音。
So that is to my shame, and I need to continue to endeavor to preach the full gospel.
我们在这里学习到什么功课呢？
Now, what did we learn today?
首先，不要跟耶稣讲怎样做，不要叫他按手。
Now, don't teach Jesus how to do ministry.
我们许多人在这一方面都是非常惭愧，尤其是我们祷告的时候，就让我们看见，我们常常教耶稣或者神应该怎样做。
And that is manifest in the way we pray. We always trying to help God along by teaching God what to do.
我们的祷告非常的仔细，告诉神我要这件事，我要这件事，我要这么做，我要你这么做。
And we pray to God and we have very specific requests and instructions to God what He needs to do for us.
好像神不知道我们的需要是什么。
As if God doesn't know what we need.
所以我们不要叫神怎么做，我们要让神做他能够做。
So we don't teach God what to do, but we ask God to do what He intends to do.
第二个功课就是，这里我们看见耶稣他是非常慈爱的对待这个聋子，他也是非常的关心我们每一个人。And
just as Jesus lovingly cared for this deaf person, He cares for all of us.
耶稣以一个全面的方式来拯救这一个聋子，他也以全面的方式来拯救我们。And
in the same way, He saved this man in His all entirety. He has also very dedicatedly save us in the same with the same approach.
我们记得罗马书8章28节，万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Now Romans 8:28 says all things work for the good for those that love the Lord.
耶稣没有只是拯救我们，然后就把我们撇在一旁不管我们，不是的。耶稣还是不断的关心我们，一切所发生在我们身上的事都是耶稣精心为我们制造的。
So the Lord didn't just save you and then cast you aside. Everything that happened in your life is orchestrated by Him.
而且当耶稣给了这个门徒一个全面的训练，全面的任务已经完成了之后，耶稣就差他们出去传福音。
When Jesus completed the training of the apostles and given them the full message, they went out to proclaim their message.
传福音不只是传道人、牧师的工作，是所有基督徒的工作。
Now sharing the gospel is not just the duty of pastors and preachers, but the duty of all true Christians.
所以我们每一个人都必须要装备自己，明白这个全面的信息。当我们去传福音的时候，要把福音传的全面，不要只是说你会得平安，你会得医治等等的。
So it is of utmost importance that we equip ourselves with the full message of the gospel, so that when we share the good news, we share the complete good news and not just share little snippets of, you know, whether you're peaceful or you're being blessed.
这个全面的信息就是耶稣他是从神而来，他降世为人，钉死在十字架上，3天后复活了，为的是我们的罪。
Now the complete message is Jesus, the Son of God, came down to earth to bear your sins and to die on the cross so that you can get forgiveness from Him and gain eternal life.
不过我们必须要信靠他，我们必须要信他为个人的救主，为唯一的真神。
And to this knowledge, what we need to do is we need to respond by truly believing and accepting Him as our Lord and our Savior.
所以耶稣是我们全面的救主，让我们一同来敬拜他。
So Jesus is our complete Savior, let us worship Him.
让我们坐在结束祷告。
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the message. We thank you that you've given us your word through your servant. We thank you that you are so complete in your care for the deaf, and that you treat all men as you would like, not as they would like. And we thank you that you offered this salvation to those that believe in you. Help us to spread the message to those around us. Help us to live out the message, and if we truly belong to you, help us to praise you all the days of our lives for this great gift of goodness. Amen.